You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
See, I mentioned that I met this girl, but I didn't know her name a couple different times. So
she's told you her name, right?
Yes.
You just forgot.
I have a theory on dating.
Can't wait to hear this.
So do the opposite of whatever.
Real wisdom coming your way.
No, I know. That's exactly right. Like, okay. Usually whatever I say, do the opposite.
Sure. All right. So let's hear this theory.
I'm just saying, this is the theory that I've kind of noticed. This is an observation, if you will.
All right.
When you get in a certain age range, when you're dating, I think, and maybe you help me out a little bit, Chelsea, I think women are just looking for someone who's tall, someone who has their hair. They don't have a lot of gray hair. You know, salt and pepper are optional.
You've got that going on, whatever. Yeah, a little bit.
And someone who has their teeth and pays their bills. And has
a
job.
What was the last one?
Pays your bills and has a job.
So you're saying we get less picky as we get older.
That is actually true. Is that a true observation?
Like, it's almost kind of
Okay, I think it's twofold, because I think also that women feel at a certain point like they are mistreated. Like, only at a certain point do they realize, like, oh, this is the way I was supposed to be treated. You know what I mean? And so I think
that they were
later,
going through this, all like the hot guys that's going to give them like the bad boy edge. And then that's kind of what they get in the relationship.
Yes, sir.
Like, they're going to get cheated on. But then they should have dated Barry from high school. That wasn't really that popular.
Right. That would have been much more
Barry,
better.
The smarter guy who didn't have any game.
Anybody that dated me, I didn't ever cheat. I didn't have anybody to cheat with. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, you should have dated me. Like, Tater Tot's in a great position. I can't cheat, even if I want to. So I'm sure I could if I really want to, but I don't.
Okay, as much as I don't know women and I don't know dating, so this is pretty accurate, this observation.
Oh, definitely.
Like, it just becomes less of the...
Yeah, I would say, yeah. And especially, I like tall guys. Like, my husband is 6 foot. I mean, I like that our hugging, like how we hug. And
I think that's
really
common.
Those small things, yeah.
It really is, and that's... I do think girls really like that. I mean, Tater Tot's 5'1", I nearly said 3'1". 5'1", and she still likes the height still.
So Foch, you have so much going on for you. Seriously, because he's a handsome guy. He's got his hair. You've got all your teeth, right? I think.
I've got all my wisdom teeth. I've gotten those taken.
Fair enough.
Oh,
they're pretty far back, so we're good.
But I did have orthodontist work.
Oh, wow. Foch, have you ever been on this show complimented as much as Chelsea just did?
I've never heard it. She's so sweet.
All right, so basically just wake up and breathe every day.
You got it going on, man.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Think if me, Chelsea, and Huey all got in here and complimented you. That would be probably what you needed, the confidence you needed. Chelsea, remember that. When he starts to date, we'll all come in here and just really gas him up.
Let's huddle. Let's get together.
We're going to hug.
And give you a pep talk.
Yes. We're going to have a prayer together. Hey. And we're going to help you do the stuff on the date, because you're going to need the help. Let's be honest.
Do I need to take my decorations down at my house?
Not yet, but when you meet someone.
The witch needs to go. I'm sorry. The witch needs to go.
That goes through the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to pull that one down. You want to impress her, you know?
Yeah, that one is questionable.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.